Neonu, what came out of, or what did you intend to come out of, and what came out of the Beyond Diversity 101 training? Did anyone turn around and save the world, or did they save themselves? I mean, I'm really wondering, did someone find out about their abuse and find out that they can change their ways? I mean, all of those things are possible. And of course, I also believe it's confidential, so I'm not asking for any violation that way. I'd like to know where it's aimed at, because we're here today talking about spirit in action, and I think looking for ways that the spirit's transforming the world.
As you were asking that question, it was almost like a comic strip, like seeing different scenes and different individuals. There's been 14, I think, 14 or 15 BD101s intensives. Each has a very particular flavor. There's a train of trainers coming up at the end of this month, and it's a requirement to have done a 5-day intensive to be in the train of trainers, but it's not a requirement at this point to have done more than one. And I wonder about that. I've wondered about it for a while, but more and more I wonder if that needs to be a requirement, partly because if you did the one BD101 that was all women and one Asian man, there's a way in which you understand that experience and then you take that into the training for trainers. You know, if you did the BD101 that was at Northern Yearly Meeting, which was a very large group, and I would say was probably one of the most heart-centered BD101s, is just very, I remember, I can taste how much heart-centered there was. You know, there was another one that was at Kirkridge that had like five African American women and five white men and white women. And there was a particular energy, not to say that heart wasn't there, but it was much more like sharp and a little edgy. And then there was one in this past spring that, I mean, there's an activity that is so simple, it's just defining some terms. It's probably one of the ones that you never think is anything's going to come up. And folks were so ready to start dealing with and calling out their own stuff and other people's stuff that I was like, wow, you know? So as you ask about what's come out, this is what's going through my mind is the various group settings and what people have come to do. Actually, come to do. So, a few common reports. One is that I've had several white folks who have said that moving beyond a place of guilt has allowed them to be much more of an activist in the world or to parent a child of color in a way that they never imagined. Because, you know, there's so many myths within this work and within the understanding around difference that are truly blocking our communication or wholeness. Almost every group I've said that, I challenge people to think about the term ally, just to really think about what are they talking about when they say being an ally, because embedded in that terminology, oftentimes, what I experience is that you experience racism, and I want to be an ally to you in your fight against racism. Lise Nionu, I don't really have much use for that kind of ally because I want you to know how you are experiencing racism, how it is keeping you from being whole. And I want us to be equally passionate about doing the work to get rid of it. In some ways, you could say, oh, that's very theoretical, it's up there. But no, that lives out in the real everyday world. It's very apparent to me when you are really completely with me and when you see how you are a target in some ways, or have not so much a target, but how you have also suffered under this racist society that we're living in. So to see people's shift in their understanding around that is very huge. To have an African American sister say to me, for the first time, I really get how I'm working out of a victim mindset and how that's blocking me from so much of what I want to be doing in the world and how I want to be. To have a school or institution begin to make some of the changes that I've seen, partly because of folks coming back from BD 101. I love it the most when a group or organization sends two or three people so that they have a language and they have an understanding that can begin to be infused throughout the institutions. And when people have gone back and actually then send me their diversity plans and their work, and I see that they're not the typical sort of multicultural plans or diversity plans that I've seen in many institutions, which are really about checking something off the list to say that we did it, but really doing that work at the root level, that's huge. And for me personally, you know, I just recently moved to the city of Chester after I left Pendle Hill, because I don't know, I feel like this time in my life, spirit is like, you're going to be working in some of the hardest places for a little while and doing this work. And folks need to get in touch with a sense of responsibility and ability to respond that in many ways they've just kind of really lost. And when I say the city of Chester, that's one of the most economically depressed cities in the state of Pennsylvania. And so this is, you know, I really feel like I'm in the trenches with this work right now. So going from Pendle Hill to Chester, I cannot tell you the extreme difference.